This is Truth Matters, Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, we continue in the book of Revelation, chapter 10, John and his visit from an angel of the Lord.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and thank you for listening to Truth Matters. So let's look at the messenger from heaven, and we find this in verses 1 through 3. John sees a messenger descending from heaven who brings a message of hope to the earth, a beam of light that pierces these dark days of judgment. The descent of this messenger from heaven, we know it's a good angel sent from heaven. How do we know that? The Bible says that he is a mighty angel coming down from heaven. This is not an evil angel, like in chapter 19, who's bound by chains at the river of the Euphrates. This is really the third time that we have met this angel. In Revelation chapter 7, verse 2, we meet him the first time. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, we meet him again in Revelation chapter 8, verse 5. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. Who is this angel? We believe that this is the angel of Jehovah, the Lord himself. So really, who is the angel of Jehovah? And we know that God often visited Israel in the person of the angel of Jehovah. And we find this in Genesis chapter 18, verse 1. Then the Lord appeared to him by the terebinth trees of Mamre, and as he was sitting in the tent door of the heat of the day. This is when the promise of Isaac was given to Abraham. And the Lord appeared to him by the trees of Mamre to Abraham. And we find in verse 1 that this is when he appears, but we see in the rest of this chapter is when he gives the promise, when the Lord gives the promise of Isaac to Abraham. We see the angel appear again in Exodus chapter 3, verse 2. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 2, it reads, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. We see the angel of the Lord again in Judges chapter 2, verse 4. So it was, when the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voices and wept. And we see the angel of the Lord again in 2 Samuel chapter 24. Verse 16. And when the angel stretched out his hand over Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented from the destruction and said to the angel who was destroying the people, it is enough, now restrain your hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Arnon the Jebusite. The angel of Jehovah is a theophany, or a pre-incarnate appearance of Christ, before the first advent of Christ. Because he often appeared to Israel, it is not unusual that we would find him appearing to Israel in the time of Jacob's trouble, which we know that in Jeremiah 30, verse 7, is known as the Great Tribulation.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.